The timing is very important in one respect. The presidential committee will validate the candidates by April 28th. So from now till April 28th, we have two Fridays. And as you know, and everybody knows, that Friday is now becoming equivalent to, you know, the 1 million demonstrations in Tahrir Square and so on. So we have two Fridays. The Muslim Brotherhood, of course, decided to go this Friday, whereas the rest of the political parties wanted to go on the April 26th, next Friday. And, of course, for a very important reason, because of the time. I mean, like, you know, they needed at least 2 weeks in order to escalate, in order to mobilize against these candidates before the presidential committee validates the candidacy of Ahmed Shafiq and Amr Musa and Omar Suleiman. This was one, of course, important issue. The timing is very important in this. This was not well perceived, and many people interpret this as a show of force by the Muslim Brotherhood, but this is not an issue of show of force, but an issue of calculating the span of time which they needed in order to counter balance or take action or take certain measures against the candidacy of old members of the old regimes.
Do you think these former Mubarak-era figures are trying to use the divide between the Islamists and the liberal or secular groups in order to gain some political capital?
Definitely they are. We saw a number of signals, the growing concern in society regarding the rising influence of the Islamists in general, the Muslim Brotherhood and the Salafists in societies and state institutions. Another one, of course, is the issue of the constitution and the process of constitution writing and the committee that was supposed to write this constitution and how it was formed. And, of course, all the problems that accompanied the formation of that committee and the court decision to freeze the work or the proceedings of the committee for the time being. Also, the growing criticisms of the performance of the People's Assembly, the parliament, which is largely dominated and controlled by majority of Islamists, Muslim Brotherhood and Salafis, also outside concern, the state of the economy, and most importantly, of course, the inability of the military to field a candidate of its own, the military council, to field a candidate of its own. So I think they played on all this.
It's also interesting to see that amongst the secular and liberal activists, a sense of animosity against the Islamists for taking to Tahrir Square and occupying it in protest.
We have been having now this kind of mutual mistrust or distrust between the Islamists and the liberals or the seculars for a long period of time. One of the problems that the Muslim Brothers have been facing for the past few months is this perception that they have relinquished the revolution and they have made a deal with the military council. Of course, the liberals and the seculars and the media in general have really overplayed this tone a lot in order to create some kind of, as you said, animosity or some kind of mistrust between the rest of the population and the Muslim Brotherhood. What we're seeing now is the ability of the Muslim Brotherhood and the Islamists in general to reoccupy Tahrir Square. And that's where the problem is, because this is a domain or a space that the liberals and seculars would like to manipulate or to control or to monopolize. Tahrir Square is very highly symbolic. It's very iconic, as you know. And also, it's the place where most of the media is focused. So it's a media attraction. It's a pole for the media. The fact that the Muslim Brotherhood are able to amass and mobilize huge numbers, hundreds of thousands or tens of thousands of people once again reinstate the present, the popular presence of the Muslim Brotherhood and their role as a major player in this process at the popular level, not only in the parliament, not only in political parties and so on, but also at the popular level, that they still have ability to mobilize the street and to influence the events on the ground.